Today we have the privilege of studying Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Kaf Bet, Chapter 22 of Divrei Hayamim. This chapter narrates the very brief reign of Ahaziyahu. Ahaziyahu was the king of Judah, who succeeds Yehoram, about whom we heard yesterday. And he continues in the manner of Yehoram, associating with the house of Ahab, the evil kings who are ruling over the kingdom of Israel. So although Ahaziyahu was the king of Judah, he associates himself with the kings of Israel. We're told at the opening of the chapter that Ahaziyahu was appointed by the inhabitants of Jerusalem, which gives an interesting insight to the manner in which kings are appointed in Judah in this period, appointed by popular consensus, led by the inhabitants of Jerusalem. We're told that he was 42 when he began his reign, and that he reigned a single year, and that his mother, interestingly, was Ataliyahu, who was a descendant of the house of Omri, in other words, a descendant of the house of Ahav. So his mother was a descendant of the Israelite king. He himself, of course, is the son of the previous king of Judah, son of Yoram. And we're told in Pasuk Gimel, Gam hu halach b'darchei beit Ahav, ki imo haita yo'atzto leharshia, he too, Ahaziyahu, just like his father Yoram, went in the ways of the house of Ahav, for his mother was his advisor, causing him to do evil. That theme is resumed in Pasuk Dalet. Again, he did evil in the eyes of God like the house of Ahav, for they advised him after the death of his father, causing him to become corrupted. Pasuk Dalet, Vayas hara be'enei Hashem kiveit Ahav, he did that which was evil in the eyes of God like the house of Ahav. Ki hema hayu lo yoatzim acharei mot aviv lemashchit lo, because they were advising him after the death of his father to corrupt him. Now, the substantive act that he did to follow the house of Ahav is not just a general theoretical following of the house of Ahav in a general manner, but rather a very specific action. He went to join with the house of Ahav, the king of the house of Ahav, in battle, and that was ultimately what led to Ahaziyahu's death. It's important to recognize here in Pasuk Hey, Ahaziyahu is the king of Judah. The previous king of Judah is called Yehoram. So Ahaziyahu is the son of Yehoram, the king of Judah. However, at the same time, there's also a king in Israel whose name happens to be Yehoram. That king Yehoram is different than Ahaziyahu's father. He is a king from the house of Ahav who reigns in Israel. And he is the last king from the house of Ahav because the same revolt, which takes place in 843 BCE, will claim the lives of both Ahaziyahu, king of Judah, and Yehoram, king of Israel, even though it's primarily directed against Yehoram, king of Israel. We're told in Pasuk Hey that Ahaziyahu, king of Judah, joined with Yehoram, king of Israel, in a battle against Hazael, king of Aram, which took place at Ramot Gilad. In this battle, Yoram is defeated, the king of Israel is defeated, the king of Aram waxes victorious, at which point Pasuk Vav, Vayashov lihitrape v'Yisrael, ki hamakim asher hikuhu varama bihilachamo et Hazael melech Aram. So Yoram, king of Israel, the last scion of the evil house of Ahav, went and returned to heal himself in the city of Yisrael. The city of Yisrael is located slightly northeast of where Afula is today. The tell is still there, and there's a kibbutz called Yisrael on the site. And the buildings of the house of Ahav, the remains of them are still there. Yoram, the last king of the house of Ahav, goes back to Israel to heal himself. It's the site of a royal mustering center. Why does he do that? Because he was injured in battle at Ramot Gilad, upon which Ahaziyahu, king of Judah, went down to visit him as a sign of Bikur Cholim, as a sign of friendship. Now, there's a textual problem in the middle of Pasuk Vav, because if you look in the middle of Pasuk Vav, you'll see it says, Va'azaryahu ben Yehoram melech Yehuda, yarad lirot et Yehoram ben Ahav b'Yisrael, ki cholehu. Although it says, Azaryahu ben Yehoram, we have to understand this as designating Ahaziyahu ben Yehoram. We have no record of anyone named Azaryahu ben Yehoram, could be a second name, but it clearly refers here to Ahaziah, the king who's the focus of our chapter. Ahaziah, king of Judah, goes to see Yoram, this king of Israel, at Yisrael as an act of mercy, because Yoram, king of Israel, is ill. Ahaziah, king of Judah, is a relative of Yoram, king of Israel, and he wants to visit him. And we're told in Pasuk Zayin that this decision is divinely incited. Umeyelokim haitat tivusat Ahaziah lavoel Yoram. It was from God, this defeat of Ahaziah. What was his defeat? The very act of coming to Yoram was itself a defeat. So this defeat came from God, the decision to go to visit Yoram. Why and how? We're told about that in the middle of Pasuk Zayin. Uvevo'o yatsa im Yoram el Yehu v'nimshi Hashem v'shacho Hashem l'achrit et Beit Achav. When Ahaziah, king of Judah, arrived in Israel, in Yisrael, he, Ahaziah, king of Judah, as well as Yoram, king of Israel, went out to meet Yehu ben Nimshi, who was anointed by God to destroy the house of Ahav. They innocently went to meet Yehu ben Nimshi, and Yehu ben Nimshi is the individual about whom we read a great deal in Sefer Melachim Bet, and Melachim Bet, chapters 9 and 10. There's a very long narrative about Yehu ben Nimshi. He is the king, the man who was anointed by God to destroy the house of Ahav. Not only does he destroy the last sign of the house of Ahav, namely Yoram, but he also destroys Ahaziah, the king of Yehuda, because Ahaziah, king of Yehuda, is associated with the son of with house of Ahav on his mother's side, and because he is associated with the house of Ahav by his behavior, both his behavior in Yehuda and his decision to go visit his cousin, all of these lead to his downfall. Pasuk Tet, we have a slightly different version of the death of Ahaziah than that which we find in Melachim. We're told that Vayvakesh, on the subject of Vayvakesh is Yehu, Vayvakesh et Ahaziah vayelkiduhu v'hu mitchabe v'shamron, Vayvi'uhu el Yehu vayimituhu vayikberuhu, ki amru ben Yehoshaphat hu asher darash et Hashem b'chol levavo, v'ein levet Ahaziah la'tzor koach la'mamlacha. Yehu sought out Ahaziah, the king of Judah. They captured him while Ahaziah was hiding in Shomron. They brought him to Yehu. They killed him. They buried him. And the act of burial is itself an act of mercy. They buried him, unlike his father, who did not receive a dignified burial. Ahaziah received such a dignified burial because of his filiation to Yehoshaphat, the last positively rated king of Yehuda. Yehoshaphat, who asher darash et Hashem b'chol levavod, is Yehoshaphat who sought out God with all his heart. Ve'en levet Ahaziah la'tzor koach la'mamlacha. Despite the fact that Ahaziah received a dignified burial, his family did not have the power to take over the kingship in Yehuda. And in his stead, who reigns? It is, of course, into a vacuum of power. The last power steps, and it is Ataliyahu, his mother, who steps into the kingship. Vataliyahu em Ahaziah ra'ata kimet bena vatakom vatedaber et kozera hamamlacha levet Yehuda. She saw that her son was dead. She rose and destroyed all the descendants of the house of David. One single descendant remained. That is the son of Ahaziah, named Yoash. How did he survive? Ahaziah's sister, whose name in Melachim is Yehosheva, whose name here is Yehoshavat, saves the last child from the clutches of the evil queen mother, Ataliyahu, who is taking the power in Yehuda. Remember, Ataliyahu is a descendant of the house of Ahav. And what does Yehoshavat do? Look at Pasuk 11, Pasuk Yud Aleph, one of the longest Pasukim in the Sefer. I'll read it in two parts. Vatikach Yehoshavat bat hamelech et Yoash ben Ahaziahu, Vatignov oto mitoch b'nei hamelech hamumatim, Vatiten oto v'et menikto b'chadar hamitot. Yehoshavat, the daughter of the king, in other words, she's the daughter of King Yehoram, she's the sister of Ahaziahu, took Yehoash, the son of Ahaziahu, took her nephew, and she stole him from among the sons of the king who had been killed by Ataliah. she placed him along with his nurse in the bedroom. Vatastirehu Yehoshavat bat haMelech Yehoram eshet Yoyada haKohen ki yaita achot Achaziyahu mipnei Ataliyahu velo hamitatu. Yehoshavat, the daughter of King Yehoram, the wife of Yehoyada the priest, took him, and she hid him from Ataliyahu, and Ataliyahu was not able to kill her, to kill this son Yoash. Now, what's interesting here is that Yehoshavat, the daughter of the King Yehoram, is the wife of Yehoyada HaKohen, and it is Yehoyada the high priest will assume a very leading role in the subsequent chapters in the rise to power of this little boy, Yoash, whom Yehoshavat hides away from the evil queen mother Ataliyahu. And concluding pasuk of the chapter, pasuk 12, Yud Bet, Vayhi itam bevet ha'Elohim, mitchabesh shesh shanim, va'Atalya molechet al ha'aretz. He, Yoash, this baby, was with them in the house of God. In other words, he was hiding in the Beit HaMikdash, hiding for 6 years while Ataliyahu ruled over the land. And so he's hiding with Yehoshavat, daughter of King Yoram, along with Yehoyada HaKohen, the high priest, who will assume a major role in his rise to power.